can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. And bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. You go there, you see something maybe online that you like, you want to share with our other listeners, you submit it as show prep to the freetalklive.com website, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike whatever it is that you put up there, and you get to vote on things too. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more people, including us, are more likely to see what you think is interesting. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, also, during the last hour, we talked about jury nullification a little bit. We actually had somebody call in who had been had the opportunity to be on a grand jury. Unfortunately, he was the only
one. That every day.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was the only one who actually bothered to essentially vote for a no bill, which in a grand jury, it's either true bill or no bill, from what I understand. The grand jury's job is to essentially back up the district attorney and give them the approval to move forward with prosecuting various different felonies.
Well, it's supposed to hold the district attorney accountable to the people, but what you're saying is in fact what it's turned out to be.
Yeah, you mentioned it's a rubber stamp, and that's pretty much it, because people have been indoctrinated with this belief that the government knows best and that government's rules are all, you know, all the laws that the government has are what's right and what's wrong. It's not your conscience. It's not what you believe is what's right and what's wrong. It's what the government's rules say is what's right and what's wrong. So usually these grand juries will just go ahead and let these district attorneys get away with whatever it is they want to.
Well, the courtroom setting all in itself is stacked against you with the judge, the prosecutor, and a jury. You know, it's, you're playing by their rules. I mean, if you can get a hung jury, you know, that's a win. So
pretty much. So we'll get back into the jury issue, Mark, because you've got a jury-related news story about what happened to one juror who, I guess, upset the man in the robe.
Yeah.
Because that was going to be my question, is what happens if you're a juror, and because normally when we're in court, we don't ever stand up for these people. When they come in, all rise. We don't do that around these parts of southern New Hampshire.
Well, you folks don't do it.
You've done it, right, Mark?
Oh, I definitely don't stand, but
right.
I'm trying to say.
We on this show,
okay. That's, I'm trying to make it clear.
You say in this room.
In southern New Hampshire, and I, you know, there's certainly people in southern
a
New
large
Hampshire.
Number of folks. Yeah.
Most people do still stand, but the activists who are people who believe in liberty have not been standing that
most
I know.
Most people don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut at what goes on in their judicial system that they're supposed to be, you know, so proud of, that the best one in the world. They've never gone to a court, and so they've never bothered to have to stand for a judge.
This is true.
That's what most people do.
But my question was, what if you're on a jury and you don't stand for the man in the robe?
Wasn't he in the room first, though? Because
yeah.
When we were recently at Jim Johnson's trial, he was already in the room, and the room would rise for the jury, remember?
It's true. The jury does come in after the man in the robe, and then the man in the robe instructs them to sit. So what if you sat before he instructed you to sit, or
sometimes he does leave before them.
I would think there would be the occasion where the man in the robe may have to, like, go to the bathroom or something, and he might take a recess, in which case will they let the jury out every time before the man in the robe leaves? I don't know. Maybe they do.
Well, I'm sure that the man in the robe thinks more highly of himself than everybody else, even if it's the juror or two people in the panel, and he would just remove them from the room as he would anybody else if they upset him like they do, or throw them in a cage.
Right, or contempt of court.
Yeah, I'm not standing for him, whether I'm in the jury or anything. I mean, just not going to do it. It's against my religion. I don't believe one man is greater than another.
Right.
He may represent the office, but that doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, if he represents the office, then don't I represent the people?
I think what would be amazing is if you actually got onto a jury without having to rise for the man prior to that, or have this play out in court already, because that would happen probably right away, and he would remove you, or you would give, this is against my religion, and then they would remove you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there'd be so many times where he would just remove you.
So let's continue here. We'll take your calls, and we'll continue on the jury issue, find out what happened to one juror. Let's go first, though, to Chris in Maryland. Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the budget and the government shutdown.
Yes, sir. Coming up possibly on Friday, I guess late Friday night, maybe around midnight, there's a possibility that the government, a good portion of it, will be completely shut down and the military members will be told to continue working for nothing.
Yeah, first off, I'd like to say I have very serious doubts that the government will shut down. It'd be bad publicity for both the Republicans and the Democrats at this point. At least it seems like it would be to me. And secondly, they're shutting down over a difference in opinion over $30 billion. There's been a few different numbers, but $30 billion seems to be around where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
That's less than 1% of the budget for the year.
It's all even what the Republicans are proposing here isn't really any real cuts.
Right, like if it was 10 or 20 or 30%, I think I could get behind them. But 1%, it doesn't really get me too thrilled with the Republicans.
Yeah,
this just proves that the Tea Party movement failed, and as of this point, it's dead. There's nobody in the Tea Party, apparently caucus, I guess that's what it's called. Nobody in the Tea Party caucus supporting getting rid of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, the military, the wars, nothing.
Right.
It's all trivial.
Those are the places where you have to cut. If you want to make meaningful cuts, you're going to cut into the meaningful stuff. I mean, there's certainly some waste. There's certainly some fat around the edges. I mean, no doubt, I'll take cuts in government wherever they want to give them. But I'm not going to break my arm patting anybody in the back over them. The fact is, they got to come out of Social Security. They've got to come out of Medicare. They've got to come out of Medicaid. They've got to come out of the military. Those are the places where the big money is.
And another thing, these Tea Party Republicans seem to be having quite a bit of influence over the budget thing right now. Their idea of a stopgap was to fund the military for the rest of the year and fund everything else for the next week. That doesn't seem like a very liberty-oriented thing to do.
No.
Not a very Ron Paul thing to do.
Anybody who thought these Tea Party people were liberty-oriented, I don't think went to a Tea Party and talked to Tea Party people.
But the Tea Party kind of got started with Ron Paul, so I can see why it has its roots in liberty. It just kind of got co-opted by the Republican Party.
Right.
And we saw what the Republican Party did from 2000 to 2006. I mean, that's when I ceased to be so very excited, ceased to believe that they were the answer to our problems.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because in my day-to-day conversations, and I bring up libertarian issues a lot, as you probably imagine from me calling in the show, and it's always like, well, what about the Tea Party? Can't you get behind the Tea Party? Aren't they more to your thinking? No, they're not. They're just not. They're nothing to do with what I think or believe, and they're nothing to do with any real change. When Ron Paul first got elected, the first thing I did was to go to the Campaign for Liberty website and sign up. That's how I found you guys. That's how I found Stefan Molyneux. But since then, it's just all gone downhill. And it didn't take very long at all.
No, absolutely not. What happens is the politicos, these corrupt people, what they see is that the liberty movement is full of fresh, young activists, people who are excited about the ideas of liberty. And what happened after the Ron Paul campaign was pretty clear to me. When they started having these so-called Ron Paul candidates, there was like a list at one point of some website of all the so-called Ron Paul candidates, and somebody took the time to go through all of those 40 or so.
Led by like Kokesh, Rand Paul, and what's his name in Connecticut? Dad's in prison for the IRS.
Schultz, no.
Schultz. Peter Schiff. Yeah, wasn't that the trio?
No, there was like 40 guys.
They led the core. They were like the front runners.
There were some, there were some better or some worse ones in there.
You could have done worse. There was a lot of them worse. Were much worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Most of them were just, they're basically people who were regular old run-of-the-mill Republicans who were kind of new into the game. You know, they didn't have the same name recognition as some of the older, more corrupted politicians. So they were trying to make a name for themselves, and they figured what they would do is they'd call themselves Ron Paul Republicans and get all these Ron Paul people who are young and inexperienced as far as on the political scene is concerned to back them up, to send them money, and to work on their campaigns. That's really all this was about. It was just a big campaign excursion to try to get some new blood into these political campaigns. All you had to do was look at their positions on the issues to know that these people did not understand the ideas of liberty, most of them. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up, 800. Oops.
And now it's time for Lenny's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Lenny comes out and counts down. 18 days left before Easter. If you're going to go out of town on Easter, remember to leave a forwarding address for the Easter Bunny. He doesn't matter where. He'll find it.
This has been Larry's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical. Up with bunnies.
We need a star.
Cassie Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love, featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
Well, that's the reason why we're here.
VeggieTales, 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. We've got various different things like our live streams and the archives as well. You can go back to as late as 2006 if you want to go way, way back. You can do that. All of it is free for you over at freetalklive.com.
It's the shirt that you use most. It's the white dress shirt. Paul Frederick has it for you in athletic, trim, big and tall for $19.95. you know, guys, if you're trying to find a white dress shirt that fits you, you can't find one for $19.95. You can go to the discount stores, and it'll be either too tight in the neck or too big in the waist or too short in the sleeve. Or you can go to one of the places to get you one that fits real nice, and you'll pay a lot more. But you can't get it for this kind of price. There are more than 55 sleeve fit and collar combinations. You can get free monogramming, too, if you use coupon code TUCK at 1995shirt.com. Again, it's coupon code TUCK at 1995shirt.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We'll continue here with another jury, or I guess some more jury-related news. What happened to one juror that upset a man in a robe? But first, we'll go to David, listening in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark. David in New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hey, David. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to ask, this is just a question. Rand Paul's coming into Keene this month, I think. Do you all think you might have him on your show, or do you know?
I don't know about that. Mark had brought it up as an option. We certainly had on Gary Johnson not too long ago. I'm more interested in what Gary Johnson had to say, but I don't know. I haven't said no to it yet, but I haven't said yes either.
Right. If he doesn't say yes, then it doesn't get done. It's like a pocket veto. So just understand that he said no until he says yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you were giving him some props tonight, so I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I would give him props, but if he were actually here, I would ask him whether he told lies. And I don't know if he wants to answer that question.
Well, you got a good audience, so maybe he will.
All right. Thanks, David. Anything else?
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. What do you think of Damo? Did we have the guy on?
I think you should have him on. It's great. I mean, I enjoyed watching Jason throw him some hard balls. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he's definitely, maybe that's when he was campaigning, so he's more
right.
open. But
you know, he's not going to want to deal with hard balls for the Liberty community right about now.
Well, all right, Mark. Damo says we should do it. So why don't you see if you can get him in here. But
Rand Paul, would you like to come and be on our show so that my co-host can throw you a bunch of hard balls?
You don't have to put it that way.
Well, I'm not going to lie for you,
my
friend.
No, you don't lie.
You don't want me to lie for you,
do
you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Never would I want you to lie.
Tell him how wide the audience is, how many affiliates you got.
Right. I'll do that.
You know, he's here to promote New Hampshire, so, you know, you guys are right here.
We're on XM now with, you know, potential of millions of listeners.
Right. And just don't tell him you know anybody from Motorhome Diaries.
Rand Paul has no problem getting publicity right about now. If he came on this show, it would be a favor to the Liberty community.
Well, I guess it's up to you, Mark, whether you want to do it or not.
I'll ask.
Leave it in your hands. All right, so let's continue here. Bobby's listening in Vermont. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Bobby in Vermont, going once.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, since you're taking requests here, I want to request that you have a spokesman maybe from somebody from Normal.
Normal.
Or maybe, or Betty, how about Cheech and Chong?
Tommy Chong.
Absolutely.
Normal is the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. And I don't know. You know, this isn't really a guest-based show. That's the thing. See, that's why I'm normally very reticent to have guests on the program. Mark, however, does his own interview series on our podcast. So, in fact, Mark, you interviewed somebody tonight. I don't know who it was. But.
Yeah, it was a guy named Michael. Shoot, the last name just escaped my
name. Nice job.
Darn it.
Anyway, that's not the reason why I called. I was just trying to just be funny. I wanted to bring up a couple of important things that really need to be talked about, and I'll try and make them as brief as I can.
All right.
Okay? Obviously, everybody is aware of that, you know, the country's broke and stuff like that, but and here we have, you know, governments that want to close this down and close that down and stuff like that, and they claim that they don't have any money. Well, you know, there's a lot of archives and, you know, and places that are in, not just only in New Hampshire, but throughout the United States where they have expensive paintings, you know, memorabilia that's really expensive. If they can't come up with the money to, you know, take care of the people of the United States, then why not have an auction?
Hey, that's a great idea. I mean, they are talking about shutting down the Smithsonian and other government-run museums. Why not auction off all that stuff?
You know, there is people that are out there that do have money. But, I mean, if this is what, you know, what they're going to do, I mean, I would think that this would be the responsible thing to do.
Excellent point. And what was the other issue you wanted to share?
Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention, too, is that, you know, I continuously keep watching the media on the TV, news and stuff like that, and I'm seeing that we're seeing a lot more familiar faces or a lot more important people that are in the limelight when it comes to, you know, them committing crimes and stuff like that.
And what do you mean, like Lindsay Lohan? I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, meaning that, like, for instance, we have public officials that are stealing money. You know, was a woman over in Vermont that worked at the child support office that stole hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that belonged to little...
Over $100,000, yeah.
Yeah, this has been going on for a long time. I mean, as long as I've been
alive. Right, but what I'm saying, the point of what I'm trying to get to is that, you know, there's a lot of other people out there that have dirt on other people. And, you know, and all this corruption stuff that's being hidden is all going to start to funnel out, which is what we need to see.
I agree
with
that.
We need to see it happen.
The more corruption that comes out, the better, as far as I'm concerned, because people need to keep... Apparently, and Bobby, thanks for the call tonight. Apparently, people need to keep getting beaten over the head with this idea that government is essentially equivalent to corruption, that you can't not have a corrupt government. And I think there's still... A lot of people are still of this fantasy. They believe this fantasy that if they just elect the right people, that it'll all be okay.
Right, unfortunately, until government affects them directly or somebody that's very close to them in their lives, most just go on assuming everything's okay and it's needed.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. So to go back real quick to the guests portion, we have had guests on the show in the past, and there are special times when we will do that. So like when Gary Johnson was here actually physically in New Hampshire, we figured we'd bring him here to talk to him, and it turned out to be a really good interview. And the guy, you know, he gets it on the war on drugs, and he gets it on a lot of issues, so good on him.
Right, he's the most vetoing governor in the history of, like, the United States.
Yeah. So... I like to put the outstanding folks on, and instead of just, like, we could have Normal on, the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, but what is it they're going to tell us that we don't already know?
Yeah, I don't know about some of the organizations, like, you know, the policy heads talking, but I think it's good to grab a figure every now and then, whether they're political or not, and stick them on.
Yeah, we'll do a handful of interviews every single year, but overall, I think we've probably only had several dozen over the, you know, 8 years that we've been doing this this program, 8 or 9 years that we've been doing this.
It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. It's a caller-driven show. It's not an interview-driven show.
We want
if
you
somebody
to be
wants
on the
to
phones.
Do the interview-driven Liberty show, they're welcome to do it. We've got 3 hours a night doing this.
More come up. Free Talk Live.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find a loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free. So head over there. Enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com features, including our bulletin board system, allowing you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver, whether it's a hedge against inflation, you know, the Federal Reserve printing all that money, or as a barter currency in case things go really south, or just an investment. I mean, there seems to be a bull market in gold and silver right now. And I have set up a website in conjunction with Midas Resources, and that's our syndicate here, in order to give you some very special rates and an easy way to compare between gold and silver coins for yourself. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, check out what we have there, check other places on the internet, see if we don't have the best prices for you. It's gold.freetalklive.com. A little bit of advice, shipping is the same for one coin, it is for 20. So get something that you can get 20 coins of. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Punchy's listening in Athens to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, Punchy.
Punchy? What's up, fellas?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys were talking about grand juries earlier, and it reminded me I served on a grand jury a little while back.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
tell me about it.
That I thought I would see, if you guys have heard a lot, you know, in most of these cases were drug possession cases. Memory serves, it was like 30 out of 37 of the ones we heard were for possession. That, yeah. And anyway, almost every time the story was something like, you know, I pulled the person over for speeding or hitting the white line or, you know, whatever. And I asked them if there was anything, any weapons in the vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person would say no, and then they say, and then I asked if I could just look around to verify that for my own safety, you know, and then I looked around and found this or whatever, you know.
Right, like a joint in the ashtray or something.
Right, or whatever it was. And, you know, I heard this same kind of thing over and over and over, you know, and it made me think, you know, that it was so like a policy almost to ask these two questions. And when you think about it, it's kind of a like a psychological little trip, you know, that you say no to the first question, like, no, there's no, you know, nothing illegal in here or whatever. And that means, you know, negative, no, right? And then the next question is, so do you mind if I look around?
No, you know, means so I don't mind, meaning yes, you may go ahead and look around. That's a great point. It's kind of a similar trick that they use in sales, Mark, where you get people to say yes a bunch of questions.
It's called a tie-down.
That way they'll say yes to, yes, I'll buy your product or service or whatever.
Yeah, you'd like to have more customers through your door, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, you know advertising works, don't you?
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. That's why I try to tell people, like, through coplock.org is, and some of the videos we do there is ask, when you're asked a question, return
ask
it with a question.
Back.
Exactly. You know, do you
it's
mind?
It's tough. It takes practice.
It does, right. So, you know, like, if they ask me, do you mind if I look around, I'd be like, am I legally required to allow you to look at my vehicle?
If they ask you if you've got a weapon on you, you say, do you have one on you?
That would work as well. Yeah, that's actually a good point.
I mean, you know, these guys do not operate as though they are your equals. They operate as though they are your superiors. If they ask you for your driver's license, shouldn't you be allowed to ask them for theirs? I mean, for God's sakes, these guys with these silly blue lights in their cars could be driving around without their driver's license.
I don't like the question, am I legally required? Because frequently their answer to that is going to be yes. And then, well, then where do you go from there?
Well, for me, I go with, if they say yes, I'd ask them to show me that statute or
state
the law.
No, they
won't. Well, right, but then at least then, I mean, like the case where Pete and I had in Denver, Colorado, which folks can see at libertyontour.com/Denver, we were arrested for asking questions about ID. They came up and said, can we see your ID? Am I legally required to do so? Yes. Well, can you show me the statute? No, I don't have to. You were doing this. Well, sir, I'm just asking questions, and they end up arresting us for failure to ID. I mean, if I had taken that to court, I could probably have argued that I never refused to ID myself. I was merely asking questions, you know, so it could set yourself up for a defense.
Would also, you tell them, look, I wasn't driving the such and such, because you weren't, you know, driver's license is for driving. It's, you know, you aren't legally required to have an ID on you.
Well, wait, what circumstance would that be for?
I don't know. If you're walking along the street, look, I'm not driving the sidewalk.
Right, you're not actually operating a motor vehicle.
Absolutely. Anytime a cop approaches you and you're not actually behind the wheel of a car, you have no obligation to hand them any sort of identification. That doesn't mean you won't get arrested. James Cox down in Florida was arrested in Ybor City for being on the side of the road and videotaping the police when they didn't like that. So you always have to understand that any amount of non-cooperation with the police is always going to have the risk of you encountering a rogue officer who will go ahead and just, you know, charge you with disorderly conduct or some other nonsense that you'll still have to deal with down the road, and that'll suck. But you still have to stand up for yourself, because if you don't, then how can you expect anybody else to do it for you, etc. But I think two of the most important questions that you can ask is, or are rather, am I being detained, and am I free to go? So if a cop asks, hey, do you mind if I take a look around your car? Yeah, you could respond something effective. I've got other things to do. Am I being detained?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the best advice you can give anybody who doesn't interact with police on a more regular basis, because, yeah, they'll trip you up. They'll use tactics like you guys were discussing before you, and the best thing you can say is, am I free or am I being detained? You know? So definitely a good piece of advice.
But you know, no doubt, Punchy, are you still there?
Yeah, man, totally.
Interesting observation of how you made the note that of these 30-plus cases, the cops came at it the exact same way every single time, because they know what works. They know that people are obedient, and they know that people just want to get it over with, and they know that people are afraid to stand up to them, and they are essentially on a big fishing expedition, and they know that if they ask the right questions, that people will just cede their authority, they will cede their vehicle to them, and they'll be able to fish around, and that will result in, as you've seen, you know, 30 people being charged for something that never harmed another human being.
Yeah, man. And, you know, on the notion of grand juries in general, another interesting thing that kind of occurred to me during the whole process was how, you know, on the one hand, it's just kind of absurd. And on the other hand, it seems like it has the potential to be such a very valuable and tremendous thing to have, right? Because essentially what it seems like is that the scenario is that, you know, the forces that be, you know, the weight of the state cannot descend upon someone, a citizen, until another group of citizens say, okay, You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it sounds great until you realize that the government has been so effective in cutting us up into little groups that, you know, don't really care about the other group that, you know, we're not in contact with our community any longer, if we ever were.
Yeah, well, and that's what I mean by, on the one hand, you know, you look at it philosophically and it seems like, wow, that's a really great idea that, you know, they make the laws, they enforce the laws, but before they can really apply them, they have to gather up some of us and say, hey, we want to do this, what do you say? But the way they present it is kind of absurd because basically, you know, it's like the district attorney is like, okay, we want to indict this person with possession of this. Here's the guy that arrested him. What happened? I pulled him over. I found the stuff. And then they just say, so the question to you is, did the person possess the thing or not? You know, not how was it obtained or, you know, this and that. They'll say that's for the trial jury to decide. The question is, did the person possess it or what have you? You know what I mean? So they make it.
Yeah, they make it dumb. They dumb it down for the individual, I guess. They say, was he holding this at this time? Yes. You know, even though you don't think there's anything wrong with holding the actual object.
Yeah, and I was kind of grilling this one guy at one point because, you know, it just seemed like the whole scenario he was depicting to me was just ridiculous. I didn't really see the guy's grounds for even talking to this person in this particular case, let alone going ahead and arresting them for something. And at one point, you know, the district attorney guy, you know, he was like, I just wanted to point out, you know, you can ask them whatever, you know, and they have to answer. But, you know, you're not here to decide questions of, you know, constitutionality or, you know, gathering
they
of evidence.
They put people in a little box. They put people in a little box and they say, you stay right there and you do as we say, do as we will tell you. And most people will do it because
right on.
Punchy? Guess he's gone. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for your thoughts, your calls about what you want. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, whether you want to share your jury experiences, if you've got them, or anything goes. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1-2-3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Damo.
And Mark.
Damo, he's new at this. Give him a break. Actually, Damo's here from copblock.org tonight, and you're also part of libertyontour.com, although the tour has kind of stopped for a while here in Keene, New Hampshire, at least as far as I know.
For a little bit. Right now we're working on these Massachusetts case. We just recently revamped copblock.org, so it has a new forum and layout. Folks can go over there and check it out.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to focus on was copblock.org. It's certainly a much wider attraction kind of a site than Liberty on Tour. Liberty on Tour, clearly something targeted at the Liberty community.
Exactly. At the Liberty community, it's targeted at voluntarism, you know, getting rid of the government and, you know, having a society with free exchange. So copblock.org is broad. It's more focused on the people who, you know, oppress us more directly in our lives every day than
right. There are a lot of people that have been oppressed by the police in various different ways. And so copblock.org is a real resource for those folks. I mean, what are people going to find when they go to copblock.org?
Well, our idea with the revamp was simply to, you know, have it navigate easier and bring a lot more content to the actual page. So I think we've done that, but the goal behind CopBlock is to be a tool for everyone to use. We want people to send in their stories. We want everyone to talk and show how they hold police accountable or how the police have abused or oppressed them in their life. And then through all that, people can educate themselves on what the police really is, and we can talk about what the issues are to solve that, you know.
So you just went through a major redesign. The site looks great. It's definitely a big step in the right direction, and you added a new forum feature as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the keys to getting to the goal. We were talking about getting people to share their stories and talk about it, so people can go into the forums, they connect with others in their area, they can talk with some of the 11 other contributors there at CopBlock and get feedback, and together we could build a network that can really help, you know. I mean, the CopBlock right now is a perfect example of a decentralized organization, and that's what people are going to find there in the forums and ways to get things done. I mean, Pete, Aaron, myself, we put a lot of time in there, but we've got a lot of great folks. Like I said, we got 11 other contributors. Blake Imason was helping us out doing the redesign, and Clayton, who actually called in a little while ago, was one who helped us do our banners and stuff like that. So spontaneous order, folks stepping up, and like I said, it's a great site for our activism to highlight, but as well as everyone else's. If, you know.
Yeah, I was just looking over at Alexa the other day, Alexa.com, which ranks websites, and you guys are in the top 400,000 sites. I mean, and it's a relatively new site still, right? I mean, it's only been around for like a year or so?
Yeah, we just passed a year last February, so.
So that's pretty good. It's actually doing better than Free Keene, and Free Keene's been around for 3 or 4 years.
Free Keene's geographically
focused. It's certainly more niche. However, Free Keene, I was comparing around, like, Free Keene is the most popular New Hampshire-based liberty-oriented site. I couldn't find any other sites besides the Free State Project that were actually more popular than Free Keene, except for Cop Rock.
Right. Yeah, well, we're everywhere. The police are everywhere, I guess, so yeah. That helps. So we got great folks over there.
You guys are doing great work over there. CopBlock.org. We continue with your phone calls and go to Rick listening to WTAR in Virginia. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, just great, Rick. What's on your mind?
Y'all got a perfect show topic for me tonight. I mean, you have them every night, but tonight especially, because three times within the past 4 months, I've been stopped walking my dog by the Williamsburg, Virginia Police Department and asked me for my ID for no reason at all. The second time, I ended up questioning them about it, you know, about why do I have to show you my ID? And they told me that, you know, in the state of Virginia, that you're required to carry your ID on you at all times.
Man. How bizarre is that? I don't think most Americans would even believe you if you told them that, it may or may not be true, right? Like, they can lie if they want. No one's going to go after them. But if you told most Americans that you were required to have your papers with you at all times, I mean, it's not like you're driving the dog. What do you need a license for?
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, my situation is I work my, 4 to 12 midnight shifts, so usually when I walk my dog, it's usually about 1 o'clock in the morning, so sure. I guess evidently to them it's suspicious, but...
Yeah, because burglars bring their dogs all the time. Burglars love dogs.
Right. Well, the worst thing that happened to me 2 months ago, the last time they did this, the third time, I've never had this happen to me before. I'm walking my dog, and down the street from my house is a little wooded area where I let him go take a crap at. He's about, I got a 20-foot leash, so I got my back facing the street, and he's walking down to the woods. Well, two women caught, one in plain clothes and one in full uniform, jumped out of the car. They're about maybe 30, 40 feet from me, and they screamed, let me see your hands, let me see your hands. They're looking at me from behind. So I got a leash in my one hand, so I threw my hands up in there, and they said, drop whatever's in your hand right now. They couldn't see there was a dog leash. They couldn't see my dog.
Well, you're lucky you had a shot.
It sounds like the officers are the ones being suspicious. What were they doing in a parked car in a lot or by a park at night?
They went up to me with four guns out, pointing at me, told me get on the ground and everything until they got about 5 feet away from me, and then they realized I had a dog and a leash or whatever. I mean, they were apologetic about it. They just said, all they could see was something was in my hand. But, I mean, just...
So crazy.
It's a guy in the woods, in the dark, with something in his hand.
And they draw down on him.
Right. And they think it's a natural reaction or a justified reaction.
Right. Well, they told me that in state of Virginia, the second time I started getting, because, I'm getting fuming right now because I can't stand cops. The second time I started questioning about asking me for my ID, and they said, like you said, if I don't show my ID, it's disorderly conduct, and they could take me to jail. So I had my choice, either show them my ID or go to jail. So I didn't have a choice. But
I was going to ask if you had a camera, but it sounds like if you had a camera, they probably would have shot you thinking that was a gun. But I know a lot of the times with some of the advice that I give with people that interact with police, they're like, oh, I tried to do the exact same thing and it didn't work. I'm like, well, did you have a camera or anyone filming you? And it's like, no. So, you can sit there and answer their questions with questions and end up in a jail cell on two questions without a camera. But sometimes they'll play along with you a little longer. Or, I'm lucky to have Pete around most of the times when I'm doing these things or other New Hampshire activists. And they can't do that as easily when rows behind rows of people have cameras and it's going to get out no matter what.
Well, I just think it's an invading of privacy. If you mind your own business walking down the street, that you have a right to privacy for somebody not to come
absolutely
up and ask you for an ID for no reason at all.
There's no doubt about it. I was noticing a demo that you're kind of my roommate right now as well, and you're reading the You and the Police book by, or at least you have this book, You and the Police by Boston Tea Party, and this was like the first book that I ever read about the police many, many, many years ago, and it's a great book. I don't know if it's been updated in the last decade and a half, though. But even in that book, it points out, it tells you the difference between a contact and when they pull you over. Like, when you get pulled over, that's supposedly when the only time they're supposed to be able to require you to show ID. Now, again, maybe they've changed the laws. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. This isn't legal advice. But it's my understanding that if a cop contacts you, they come up to you on the street and start asking you questions, you have the right to just walk the F away. Just ignore them. And
now
not...
they got a gun on you. What are you going to do?
Well, right. Clearly, if they're using violence, then that changes how that game is played. But you don't even have any... how do they even know you're understanding what they're saying, right? I mean, you could be deaf. You could be speak another language.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
They'll figure that out when they do the autopsy.
Well, right. Yeah, I was going to say, they actually shot... What was that? In Austin or somewhere in Texas where a cop actually shot a guy who was whittling wood?
It was Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So
well, let me say one more thing.
Sure.
My daughter works for 911. She's an operator for 911, and she had told me that the law in Virginia is that if a cop walks up to you, they can't. Or the cop cannot walk up to you unless they have your permission. They have to say, "Can I speak to you for a minute?" And she said, "I'm allowed to say no. You can't. I'm walking on. You're
That's
allowed
right.
to walk away from them."
That's right. Most of the time, these cops are making stuff up and call their bluff. And in that case, maybe it would be the right thing for, like Adamo suggested earlier. Well, what is that law? Can you please cite it exactly for me? I'd like to get your business card, have you write down on the back what the exact statute is.
Right. And that's why I gave that advice, is because when I'm saying that, I have a camera and I'm going to highlight how they come up and demand your compliance of such law, but they can't tell you what that law is.
Right. So apparently you also have an obligation to even have an ID, because not everybody drives, and not everybody therefore has a government driver's license. Now, there are also government IDs that you can go and get that are not driver's licenses, but not everybody has those. If you're just going to walk around from place to place, you don't ever plan on buying any alcohol, then there's no real reason to have a government ID at all.
And the officers can be using this as just a tactic to, you know, harass people, give you a ticket. I mean, when I was 15 years old, I got a ticket for not having an ID. I couldn't even have a driver's license, but they gave me one for not having my high school ID on me. Because our high school started that. It was just a joke. And they just didn't like that I was out there and I gave them lip. Yep. It got thrown out when I got to court, but there's no repercussion for that officer to not do that to others of my friends, which he did.
Right.
Right,
and there's exactly right. So there would have been nothing to stop them from arresting this gentleman here, Rick, and charging him with disorderly conduct,
right.
Even if it gets thrown out later on.
Right.
They don't suffer any kind of any negative
just
aspects.
Just a lie to say,
but
Rick,
it costs me lawyer fees.
Exactly. Well, it might. I mean, I wouldn't recommend hiring an attorney on things like that, because in a lot of cases they will just toss it right out before the court date. But then again, you never know. Who knows what they're trying to do.
It costs my time. I have to go through court. I have to kick off work and all that.
It sure as hell does.
That's for sure.
Yep, and that's why people just keep going along with this stuff. That's why people are so afraid of losing their money or their time to these or their lives in these instances, that they'll just go along to get along rather than question the police. And so therefore they keep getting away with it. And because they keep getting away with it, like any old bully, it empowers them to keep doing it. Thanks, Rick, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
You are the best show on radio.
Thanks, all. Thank you so much. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We do our best. And Hour 3 is next, so you can take control. You can bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embeds, strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.